from getwestlondon.co.uk. The number of fines for unauthorised term time leave has increased tenfold in parts of the capital. Parents in West London forked out more than £100,000 in a single year for their children missing school. Parents across eight West London boroughs paid a total of £113,460 in fines during 2014-15 for their children's term time absences, figures from the Department of Education show. The number of fines being issued increased nearly tenfold in parts of the capital between 2012 and 13, before new rules were introduced, and 2014-15. In Ealing, 787 fines were issued during 2014-15, costing parents £34,620, compared with £437 in 2012-13. In Brent, the number of fines doled out rocketed from 34 to 290 during the same period, and in Harrow, it surged from 36 to 352. Across West London, there were 2,374 fines issued to parents during 2014-15. That's 71% more than the 1,391 handed out in 2012-13. Parents who failed to pay the fine were prosecuted on 99 occasions in 2014-15, slightly fewer than the 104 prosecutions in 2012-13. Nationally, there were 151,125 fines for parents in England during 2014-15. That's 189% more than the 52,370 issued in 2012-13. The figures emerged as MPs debated a petition on July the 11th, which calls for the controversial fines to be dropped and has more than 200,000 signatures. The issue also hit the news recently when a father successfully challenged a £120 fine for taking his daughter on a term time holiday. The High Court upheld a ruling by magistrates that he had no case to answer, as she had otherwise attended school regularly, but the government says it supports an appeal to the Supreme Court by Isle of Wight Council. In the parliamentary debate, Schools Minister Nick Gibbs said the government would set out its next steps in due course, but that it remained committed to reducing overall school absence. Quote, "The evidence is clear. Every extra day of school missed can affect a pupil's chance of gaining good GCSEs, which has a lasting effect on their life chances. That's why we take this issue so seriously," he told fellow MPs. Conservative MP Steve Double, who opened the debate, said he was not convinced existing government policy was the best way to reduce persistent school absence. He claimed headteachers should be allowed to exercise their discretion when it came to term time leave, saying, quote, "They are the ones who know pupils the best." Since the law was changed in 2013, parents are fined £60 per pupil for taking their children out of school during term time, unless there are exceptional circumstances. What a ridiculous money-making idea. That's all this is. This is just another way for the government to increase its funding. And I wonder where that money goes. I wonder where that £113,460 has gone, just across West London, let alone nationally. You know, there is a solution to this. It's called homeschooling, or educating otherwise than at school. This is something I've done very successfully for the last 5 years, and if I want to go on holiday with my son and my family, and it's term time, well, it doesn't cost me a single penny, because he's getting an education anyway. So think about it. If it's possible, educate other than at school. Plus, you won't have a little drone that's been turned out by the state.